Good morning. Mainly clear skies overnight and now early this morning allow temperatures to drop off into the 50s in most locations. As we get into the higher terrain, even some 40s out there, especially across parts of the Catskills. Everyone will have a nice turnaround today with brilliant sunshine and high pressure in control. And a northwesterly wind flow. Temperatures will warm back through the 60s and into the mid-70s on average for afternoon highs. That high pressure center will be overhead tonight. As a result, clear skies and light winds will allow temperatures to drop back into the 40s in many places, especially across the higher terrain and some lower 50s. This will all set us up for a beautiful start to the holiday weekend with mostly sunny skies on Saturday. It'll be pleasant with highs in the middle to upper 70s. At this point, we'll have to focus more on Hermine and its eventual track for the period Sunday into Tuesday. Current indications are that this storm will meander east of New Jersey and south of Long Island and over the open Atlantic Ocean. There are some computer models, however, that bring this storm closer to the coast, and if that's the case, more showers and clouds are expected in interior New York and New England. Either way, it looks like the heavier effects from this storm will be felt along the immediate seaboard, so those vacationing this weekend for the holiday along the coast should be well aware of high surf and rip currents. As we get into the latter stages of the weekend and into early next week, we should have a return to more sunshine with temperatures back up into the 80s as we head into Wednesday and Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Hermine made landfall this morning as a Category 1 hurricane at St. Marks, Florida, south of Tallahassee. The storm has been downgraded to a tropical storm now and is located about 50 miles northeast of Tallahassee and 20 miles west of Valdosta, Georgia. Hermine is moving toward the northeast at 14 miles per hour. This motion is expected to continue today and tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of Hermine should continue to move farther inland across the southeastern parts of Georgia today and into the Carolinas tonight and tomorrow. A tropical storm warning is now in effect for the southeast coast of the United States from Flagler County, Florida, north to the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Maximum sustained winds are now down to 70 miles per hour, though with higher gusts. Additional weakening is forecast while Hermine moves farther inland. Hermine is expected to produce storm total rainfall accumulations of 5 to 10 inches over the southern United States from northwest Florida through southern and eastern Georgia into South Carolina and eastern North Carolina, with possible isolated maximum amounts of 15 inches of rain. These rains may cause life-threatening flash floods and floods. Heavy rain could reach the coastal sections of the mid-Atlantic states from Virginia to New Jersey beginning early tomorrow morning. A few tornadoes are also possible across northern Florida and southern Georgia. The tornado risk will spread across the eastern Carolinas later today. At Mount Washington this morning, 60 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 41 degrees with a north-northwest wind at 18 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 28 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly sunny skies and 59 degrees, the dew point 54. 83% relative humidity, a southwest wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.06 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 23 at Bodie State Park, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo, increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 79 degrees, the low 62. The average temperature, 71. That's 4 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, still zero for the month and 23.45 for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees. The average low, 57. The record high, 100, set in 1953. And the record low, 39, in 1991. Sunrise this morning was at 6:21 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:27 p.m., 13 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, pleasant today, with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly sunny, pleasant today, with highs in the upper 70s. mostly clear tonight, in the upper 50s to around 60. For the Catskills and Mohawk Valley, the Southern Adirondacks, and the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny skies today, pleasant, with high temperatures in the middle to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, pleasant today, with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, heavily dependent on the track of Hermine. Right now, we'll go with dry weather with a chance of showers closer to the coast. High temperatures in the upper 70s to around 80 all 3 days, including the holiday on Monday. On Wednesday and Thursday, we'll warm it up with a mix of sun and clouds in the lower to middle 80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.